producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in. Second hour. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let me say this at the outset. I support law enforcement wholeheartedly. In my experiences with law enforcement, i.e. when I've been pulled over by law enforcement, I have always been treated professionally. I have always, I've never had a gun drawn on me. And I'm served to death, even though I may have, you know, I've got a taillight out or my tag has expired or whatever they pulled me over for. A couple of times I've had a gun on me when they've done it, and I invariably, you know, if they want it, I'll let them hold it while they do their thing. And when that happens, after all that's done, they let me go. I go my own way. And I'm not angry at them. Okay? Not everybody has that experience. I look at the world through a lens that is covered with a Caucasian veneer. But an attitude has begun to pervade within the law enforcement community. And certainly not with everybody. No, not at all. But let me just put it this way. There are enough out there to make them all look bad. Now, this brings me to my next subject, Sunil Duda. He wrote a little article. He supposedly is a he's an officer. I don't know how you do this, okay? But he was a professor of Homeland Security at Colorado Tech University, which he no longer is, and has been an officer with the LAPD for 17 years. I would have to think that he's a reserve officer. But I don't know how you serve in the LAPD and work as a professor at Colorado Tech. Maybe I just don't understand the nature of GoToMeeting.com. Maybe that's what it is. But in this article, they say that the views presented here are his own and do not represent the LAPD or CTU. And in this article, he makes this statement. Don't argue with me. Don't call me names. Don't tell me that I can't stop you. Don't say I'm a racist pig. Don't threaten that you'll sue me and take away my badge. Don't scream at me that you pay my salary. And don't even think of aggressively walking towards me. Now, he does say that in the when it comes to police misconduct, he often sides with the ACLU. But what bothers me about this individual and individuals that think this way is that they think that their uniform and their badge and their body armor and their one gun that they may have on them and maybe the guns they have in their car, they think that that makes them invulnerable and they think that makes them omnipotent. They have forgotten a very simple fact, that they're surrounded by law-abiding people. That there's no way if all the people weren't law-abiding that they could possibly even cope. They would be running screaming. They'd be looking for people like me to hide behind, you know, law-abiding armed citizens that believe in law and order. They'd be looking for me to hide behind. What What he's basically asking people to do is not be human. Now, look, there are some people that get pulled over that are very belligerent. No matter, I've seen officers sit there. I've seen video of them just searing them to death, and they're getting screamed at and all this other stuff. And they get the ticket thrown back at them, and they say, sir, if you don't pick that up, I'm going to have to write you another. So they're very nice people. But this attitude of us versus them with the police, who do the police think they are? They're part of the community. That's who they are. That's what they are. They're not the knights of the round table. This guy has written this article sort of as a response to what's happening in Ferguson. Now, in the matter of employing deadly force, that is what you have to bring if deadly force is being applied. And that can be applied without a weapon. Okay? When... I don't know that it was a smoking hot idea to aim, you know, have snipers aiming at a crowd of people holding signs. And they had pulled that back, and then they had a police captain from the state police actually march with them, and that seemed to, you know, police officers have got to understand they're part of the community, not the harbingers of justice. Their job is to investigate a crime. If they see a crime, if they're called to a crime, they investigate the crime, they look for the crime doer, and they try to apprehend him. But some of these things, some of these things they're doing are just a little bit beyond the pale. And I just think this was the worst tone anybody could have used to try to placate the masses, if you will. He says when police officers use force, they're defending their or the public safety. No, they're defending their safety. That is quite evident. Time and time again, I see them defending their safety. But he makes this statement also. If you don't want to get shot, tased, pepper sprayed, struck with a baton, or thrown to the ground, just do what I tell you. Don't argue with me. Most field stops are complete in minutes. How difficult is it to cooperate for that long? That's just the wrong message to me. That is the wrong message to me. I've seen instigators out there. I know people are out, you know, you'll get pulled over. And we've all seen the video. Have I been accused of a crime? Am I free to go? Are you detaining me? What crime have I been, you know, over and over and over again? Get a 10-minute YouTube video out of that, out of a 2-minute stop. I don't do that. This isn't me kissing anything or kowtowing. This is me cooperating. In their place, I would appreciate the cooperation. We've got to get back, you know, we've gone way beyond certain things. Whatever happened to courtesy? Now, if I go out and I commit a crime with a gun, I fully expect them to come at me loaded for bear. And that's not really a concern of mine because I'm not a criminal. I don't have that mindset. There's nothing I want so bad that I'm going to ruin my life and my family's life by stealing it or killing somebody to get it. There's just nothing out there worth that to me. There's no human life out there that I could possibly take from somebody I don't know for something that I could possibly want. It's just a non-issue. And I know that about myself. So when they roll up on me, I act that way. I don't get out there and say, what are you stopping me for? I didn't do nothing wrong. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I pay your salary. I don't do that. But at the same time, when one of them gets out there and says, just do what I tell you, nothing, you won't get hurt. You're making a lot of presumptions, pal. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We are witnessing the birth of a criminal terrorist hybrid right now, just south of our border. there's always been a the drug traffickers and the terrorists have always had sort of a loose alliance because they use each other to make money. And those relationships can take different forms depending on the goals and the needs of each one of the players. Terrorists make good foot soldiers to provide security for drug passageways. And they get paid by the drug smugglers. Sometimes a terrorist group doesn't really have sort of a business or industrial sort of mindset, though, so they have to reach out to drug traffickers because they actually do sort of operate as a business. Ultimately, both of them are going to be criminal, and both of them are going to be going after the lowest common denominator, and that's going to be the innocent victim. ISIS is talking to the Mexican drug cartels. Representative Ted Poe out of Texas said on America's Forum on Wednesday that they seem to be at least talking to each other. How much I don't know, but drug cartels use the same operational plan as terrorist groups do. They kill their opponents, they behead their opponents, they brag about it. They have operational control of many portions of the southern border of the United States. Mexico doesn't. The United States doesn't. Otherwise, they wouldn't be crossing daily with their drugs. They're as vicious as some of these terrorist organizations. We need to recognize them, and we need to recognize that this is an organized international crime group and that we have to deal with them as much. ISIS, for all of their vaunted, I'm worried about them coming here, because when they do come here, there's so many sheep out there that they're going to have a very fertile killing ground. Now, I'm not worried about them persevering here because they will be shot down. They will be shot down. I saw an open letter on Facebook from a veteran who, to be honest with you, sir, I wish I had written it because I echo everything you say. But in this, he says there's well over 20 million disgruntled veterans in the United States today. And he makes certain comparisons. As an example, you know, it took a month for the United States to take operational control of Iraq in the opening of the war when we were still shooting at things. Fallujah went down in 4 days, which was a big terrorist stronghold. In a face-to-face fight, the terrorists cannot stand up to us. They would be decimated. They would be demoralized. They would be beaten into the sand. Face-to-face fight, they lose, hands down, period. They cannot deal with an American soldier. They can, however, deal with an American journalist. They can deal with non-combatants. Very easy to deal with non-combatants. The drug cartels and the drug cartels in Mexico, if you post something bad about somebody on Facebook that happens to be in the drug cartel, they'll find you hanging from an overpass, disemboweled. That's how they roll. Now, let's take the sum of all these parts, shall we? We have a president who pulled us out before the job is done. And let me make this perfectly clear. The job was being restricted well before Obama took office. He just made it worse. He tried to go out there. He tried to go out there and do what Bush did, what Bush had set up. But then in the end, he had to give in to the dreams of his father. And now we're not doing anything about them, about ISIS. This same Obama administration armed the Sinaloa cartel. The DEA, the CIA, the ATF, they all had their hands in arming the Sinaloa cartels, laundering their money, all of this stuff, because they were the kinder, gentler of the drug cartels. So, and oh yeah, in Iraq, you know, we got this depot in Texas where the CIA stockpiles weapons that they can give out, like AKs. A year and a half ago, they went out and bought a bunch of magazines. I mean, hundreds of thousands of magazines, millions of rounds of 7.62 by 39, which the AK-47 is not fielded and issued by any standing army in the United in the world today. That is an antique. The more common weapon to be found is the AK-74. They moved up to a lighter caliber. In some cases, you'll see an AK-107 somewhere, sometimes an AK-12, because Kalashnikov did come out with a new one. But the AK-47 is Army surplus. No standing army issues those today. There are newer weapons out there available. But the CIA gets them. And they gave them to Iraq because they knew how to use them in Iraq. And now, what is it, 200,000 of them are missing? Who do you think's got them? Because I don't, you know, I see ISIS operators out there running around with AKs and M4s. So once again, we've gone out and we've picked winners and losers and we've armed somebody and now somebody worse has come along and gotten those weapons. In the middle of all of this, our president wants to disarm us. This, drink all that in. Consider that, if you will. We've got a criminal hybrid organization firing up in Mexico, miles away from us just right now. And they want to hang our flag in the United States. Now, I'm not overly concerned about it because we will take care of it if it happens. We will deal with it if it happens. But if it does happen, it will have been, just like all other things, this will be a product of malfeasance in your federal government. And it's malfeasance whether they meant to do it or not. If they meant to do it, it's criminal. But it's malfeasance one way or the other. But don't worry. There's a lot of us veterans that are sitting around. We're not hoping that it happens, but we're waiting for it to happen. Be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Somewhere there's speaking.
All right, welcome back. On a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I believe that if you exist in this world, that you have an obligation to defend yourself. I believe that your parents that brought you into the world, your wife, your girlfriend, your children, your boyfriend, your parents, your sisters, your brothers, your friends, all of them depend upon you being here. I believe that, you know, and if you don't believe it, that's fine. You're more than welcome to your belief. But I believe God gave you your life for whatever reason. And no matter what kind of threat that you look at, I mean, we can look at the Middle East right now where entire Christian and non-Muslim communities are being decimated by ISIS. We can look at Black America where the overwhelming majority that are law-abiding will, in places like Chicago, be sitting on their porch and get hit by stray gunfire from the gangs. We can look at the carjackings, and we can look at the home invasions, and we can look at the muggings and the assaults and the rapes, and we can look at all of that stuff. And no matter what quarter it's coming from, I believe you have a religious obligation to defend yourself. Now, if you find yourself under fire from Islamic terrorists or you're in the middle of an aggravated assault, or you're in the middle of a home invasion. Prayer is good. Prayer is good. But it's not going to stop what's happening. That's going to be up to you. Support, words of support are always welcome, but it's not enough. Terrorists and criminals and rapists, murderers, they're not going to be moved by your prayers and your feelings of good intentions towards your fellow man. Your life is your own, but there are many that depend upon it. If somebody tries to take it from you for whatever reason, it is incumbent upon you to defend it. For those of you of the pacifistic persuasion, this is the ultimate pacifism. It is not being a pacifist to not be able to defend yourself. It is your sheep. If you want to say, well, I don't believe in violence, if you don't know how to be violent, you can't enforce that. Among enlightened people, that has been known forever. For as long as man has been man. I walk the streets of my community daily armed with a capability of repelling with just what I carry as the sidearm and the reloads. Probably can repel 20 people if I can get the weapon out. And when I say repel, I mean kill. Stop. Terminate, however you want to put it. But I'm not looking to do that. And I don't want to do that. And I'll do everything I can to keep from doing that. I'm not looking to do that. And despite all of the things I don't want to do, somebody bent on stealing my car or my wallet or my life or my wife, they don't care about my intentions. So, for those of you that would stand idly by and watch your fellow citizen, your family member, yourself, you would watch your blood spill. You have no intention of doing anything about it. You're not going to take up the means to do anything about it. You don't even want to consider doing anything about it because you're so enlightened. I have nothing but contempt for you. Because you are not fulfilling your obligation to yourself and to your family. It's really not for you to make that decision. If you see a woman being raped and you walk away because you don't want to be involved, what if that woman were your wife or your mother or your daughter? Would you do that then? Would you want other people to walk away from that? Yes, in America today, we have come so far. Technologically, we are advanced. We've come so far since the 50s that it is pathetic. We got the iPad and the iPhones and Androids and laptops and Wi-Fi and cars that stop when they see something coming up and backup cameras. We got all this stuff, but with all that stuff that has come along, man has not evolved with technology. There are still predators out there. I implore you, I beg you, explore self-defense and understand what self-defense is. Self-defense is a pivot point. I avoid it at all costs, the need for self-defense, but if somebody puts me in a position where I can no longer retreat from the act, if I cannot extricate myself from this, I'm not going to be violent. I'm going to be ultra-violent. I'm going to come out vicious. It's going to be so measured and so cold and so final that it's going to be shocking to whoever decides to cross that line. And if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to consider that, you're failing in your obligation. If you have a family, if you're married, if you only exist on Facebook, of course, you know, you can get away with that because you don't really have friends on Facebook. All over the place. You might actually know some of the people. But would you walk away from them if they were being attacked? No matter who the attacker is. And in this world today, does it matter who the attacker is, whether it's ISIS or a gang member or just some guy that wants your Lexus? Or in my case, my Volvo. Guns are not evil. Guns have no moral compass. A good, righteous person who is law-abiding, that owns a gun, his gun is righteous and law-abiding because he's behind it. It is a tool for good. And sometimes you've got to get involved and you've got to prepare. And if you're not doing this, then what is coming, that I fear is coming, you're going to get swept away by it. And if it happens in front of me, I will try to help you. But I'm taking care of me and mine first. And if I have anything left over, I will do what I can. But I'd rather stand beside you than watch you get swept away by it. So now you have to make a choice. You have to look at your value, say, you have to evaluate your skill set, and you have to decide which way you're going to go. And time is running out. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, last time in the firing lane today and this week. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I still haven't gotten that committed to memory yet. I see somebody, is this person that's calling in, are they calling in for the show, or? We'll find out in a minute, I guess. Okay, good. Okay, now I know. One of the things that's coming out of Ferguson is that a lot of the people that live there that just want to protest are saying that all these rioters and looters are people coming in from out of town, agitating and irritating the situation. That's probably true. That's probably very valid. Now, let me ask you a question. What is the difference between those agitators and irritators from outside Ferguson coming in and making a bad situation worse, and Michael Bloomberg going and trying to buy elections in other places where he has no purview, where he has no stake in the game, like he tried to do in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Bloomberg spent $150,000 in an attempt to beat David Clark, the sheriff of Milwaukee. Just because David Clark got on a radio, did a PSA and said, we can't get to you in time. We want you to survive. Take steps to ensure that happens. We'll get to you as fast as we can. That's just the honest truth. This wasn't him getting out there saying, I'm pro Second Amendment, I'm David Clark, I'll be taking your donations now. He was out there saying, go buy a gun and learn to defend yourself, just like I just said. Except this is the guy that rolls in. His department are the ones that roll in and see the victims of crime who didn't have the means to defend themselves. Michael Bloomberg is the... Well, I mean, I'm sure if Obama could get away with it, he would make Michael Bloomberg blush. But Bloomberg exists in a socioeconomic strata that most of us are never going to even imagine. And that's done something to him. That's warped him. He thinks it is within your purview, his purview, to ban your snack food and your sodas and your guns, to regulate breast milk, to walk up on somebody in New York because he might have dreadlocks and slam him against the wall and frisk him and say, oh, you don't have any weapons. Have a good day. Now, Bloomberg is also trying to influence things in Washington State with I-594 versus I-591. 591 didn't exist until 594 came along because that's just they're trying to counter 594. All the money that is being put into 594 is being put in by a lot of people from out of state. Now, Ballmer and Bill Gates and Paul Allen, they're putting some money in too. But just like it was in Colorado, the anti-gun faction is outspending the pro-gun faction about 8-1. The problem with I-591 and 594 is because of the confusion, because nobody knows which one is what. But shouldn't, just like Kroger did, you know, Bloomberg and Watts, they descended upon Kroger and said, we want you to make your grocery stores safer by telling your patrons they cannot bring in guns. Kroger looked at them and said, thank you very much. We'll take it under advisement. Now shut up. We'll run our business. You run your business. We'll run our business. Thank you. Do what you do. We're going to do. We don't need your help. Managed to survive quite a while now without it. Now, 594, as an example, is not using Bloomberg as their face, because if you use Bloomberg as your poster boy, everybody knows what he's about. Bloomberg wants to pour money into every election in the United States to try to influence that election. He wants to buy elections. He's got enough money to spend a lot of money for a long time and not run out, which is fine. He can do whatever he wants, because once again, I took an oath to defend that. But what's the difference between the two out-of-town agitators? Aren't they both trying to influence what's going on in a certain locale in a certain way? Isn't that interesting to consider that? One of the things that bothers me about voting in elections today is a lot of people don't think it matters. They don't think that they can make a difference. They don't think that their vote's going to count. They think the election's already picked. The winner's already been chosen. The Diebold machines are going to count exactly opposite, or if you vote for the wrong person, they're going to help you vote for the right person. I understand all of that. But do you get how powerful grassroots organization is more powerful than any amount of money or corruption out there? We've had examples in Colorado. In Colorado, when the recall effort was going on, they were taking Bluebird's money. They thought they could fight it back with money. They outspent the grassroots 8-1, and still the sitting Senate president got recalled and deposed, as did one of his main lieutenants who didn't know what she was talking about, and Evie Hudak was on her way out the door when she resigned like a coward. And she resigned out of political expedience. They didn't want the voters to decide who was going to be in control of the Senate, so the Democrats helped them with it. Then you have David Clark, who is a Democrat. I'll just call him a shrewd individual. I think David Clark probably is as conservative as the day is long, calls himself a Democrat so he can have a chance in the election. But that's all beside the point. You got two Democrats running against each other, one pro-gun, one anti-gun. So what does Bloomberg do? He comes in and throws some more money at it. Once again, he is defeated. If you get involved, you can win. You may not win every time, but you can win. You can have a winning record. And it bothers me that in the face of a billionaire like Bloomberg, that people say, well, he's going to buy it. He's going to try to buy it. If you don't do anything about it, he will buy it. But this is just another form of self-defense. You got to get involved. And if we all manage to coalesce, you know, the gun owners of the United States can run the country as far as who we vote for. There's enough votes out there to make it happen. But if we got to divorce ourselves from the apathy that's very apparent, sometimes we may have to accept the lesser of two evils. I don't like that any better than anybody else. But the first thing we've got to do, if you really want to see the country get taken back, I'll tell you the first thing we've got to do. We've got to get rid of the mainstream media. We've got to drive them into bankruptcy. If we got rid of them, then the low-info voter would be listening to something else. And then maybe we don't have to settle for anything. Maybe we can actually pick and choose, and we can find the best person, man or woman, for the job. But the first thing that's got to go is the mainstream media. Sorry. All of you Dancing with the Stars fans. Sorry. No more American Idol. Sorry. Too many people depend on them, and they go with that, and that's all they listen to. So that's why even Fox News uses terms like assault weapon. But don't worry. You're going to win in the end because you're the American people. We'll pick this up on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control, not ever. It has been, always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.